Sagt der Mishnah weiter, Masech des Tainis, Perik Beis, Mishnah Beis. After the Zaken gave his drasha, they start to daven. Now the Tana is going to teach us the Seder of their tefillah. Sagt der Mishnah, Amdu b'tefillah. Every person in the Tzibur stood up to daven Shmona Esrei, the quiet Shmona Esrei. Although they added a Neinu by Shemaya tefillah, but we also do that on a day of the Tainis. But as the Torah explains, the basic quiet Shmona Esrei was no different than any regular Shmona Esrei. This that we're going to learn, that they added things, this was only for the Baal Tefillah. Zok the Mishnah, my read in Lifnei HaTeva, they brought down before the Amid. In other words, to be the Shliach Tzibur, a person that should have the following Milos. Zokain, he should be older in his years. An older person generally has a more broken heart, because of the experiences, because of life's experiences. Every person that gets older went through a lot of ups and downs in his life. That's how the Meiri explains it. Furthermore, the second mile is viragel. He should be a person that is accustomed and knows the Seder HaTfilah. He knows the brachais. Some say it also means he should be baki in Torah, Nevi'im, and Ksuvim. Why is it so important that he should know the Seder HaTfilah? And the answer is, when a Shliach Tzibur makes a mistake, that's not a good siman for the Tzibur. Although, others explain, if he made a mistake because he just doesn't know, that's not a bad siman. But the Tzibur is going to think it's a bad siman, and we don't want a situation where even the Tzibur should have any agnus nefesh thinking somehow that their tefillos are not being answered. Number three, it should be someone v'yesh le'ban who has sons. It means someone that has children that he has to care for, that their parnasa is dependent on him. This type of a person that knows he has to give parnasa for others, and if chas v'shalom he doesn't have, the children are going to turn to their father, what's going to be? He is mechavin much more during his tefillah. And the fourth thing is, ubei seireka, an empty house. An empty house? What does this mean? In the Gemara we find two pirushim. One, Hitaka doesn't have any parnasa for his house. And as explained, if he has children and he has no parnasa, his tefillah will be with a lot of kavana. Please, Rabbeinu Shalom, help us. Others explain, Beisayreikam, an empty house means from any aveda. Zakta Batanura, Shalai Yatza Olav Shem Ra Bialdusa. Even when he was young, there were never any bad rumors about him. Rashi explains it means there's no gezela in his house. There's nothing in his house that was forced out of someone, that he forced someone to sell to him, or something that he stole. Because gezela or geneva stops a person's tefillos from going up to Shemayim. That's why before Ne'ila, the Chafetz Chaim used to ask his Talmidim, think, if there's anything in your home that doesn't belong to you, any money perhaps, or things that you shouldn't have taken, make up in your mind now to do tshuva and to return it. The Rambam explains, Ubei Seireka means that even amongst his sons and children and his relatives, there is no one that is considered to be a Baal Aveira. Now, why all of these Milos? Sakta Mishnah, Kedei Shehi Liboy Sholem B'Tfila, so that his heart should be a wholesome heart, a complete heart when it comes to davening. The Oimer Lefneyem, and the Shliach Tzibur says, before them, meaning before the Tzibur, Esrim V'Arba Brachais, 24 Brachais. What are these 24 Brachais? They are Shmoyne Esrei, the 18 brachais Shebechal Yom, that you have every day in Shmoyne Esrei. Umoysev Alein, but we add on to these 18 brachais between the bracha of Goyal Yisrael and Rafa'enu, we add on Oid Sheish, another 6 brachais. What are these 6 brachais that we will see Be'ez Hashem Yisbarach in the upcoming Mishnayos? We should bear in mind this, that our Tana says there were 24 brachais total. 18 plus another 6 is before they added the bracha of Vilam Alshina. Because in our Shmona Esrei, although we still call it Shmona Esrei, but there are really 19 brachas. So after they added the bracha of Vilam Alshina, there was a total of 25 brachas. So again, quickly chazring over what we learned in our Mishnah. Everyone stood up to daven after the drasha. After the drasha, there was Ma'ir them to tshuva. Ma'iridin lifnei hateva. By the way, what's the lashon of Mayridin, they would bring down before the Amid? Don't we usually say, go up to the Amid? What does this mean, go down to the Amid? Well, it's based on the Pasuk, Mimamakim Kirasicha, from the depth we call out to you. And therefore, the Chazan stood in a lower place than the rest of the Kol. Although right now they're in the street, but the Mishnah still uses the Lashon of Mayridin, because in the Beis Medrash, he would step down. We said that the Baal Tefillah should have 4 milos. He should be an older person. He should be one who knows the Nusach HaTefillah. That he has children and that his house should be empty. And we had several pshatim in what this means, Ubei Seireikam, that his house is empty. Either he has nothing to be mefarnis his children, so his Tefillah is very sincere, or it means empty from Geneva or Gezela, or empty from any bad name, from any Aveda. And the purpose, Kedei She'elibo Shalem B'Tefillah, he should be mechaving with his whole heart to davening. Although the quiet Shmon Esrei is the regular Shmon Esrei, plus Aneinu, but when the Baal Tefillah repeats the Shmon Esrei, he adds on brachas, in addition to the regular 18, and as explained, after they added the Vela Molshinim in addition to the regular 19, there was another 6 brachas, which the upcoming Mishnah is going to teach us about.